Rob McLaughlin. He's got 56
Super Cup wins. Whatever you got here. To the
he is now an IndyCar race winner. From pole to victory lane, Scott McLaughlin does it.
That is one of the most momentous achievements in many a year by... Well, he's an export, can we say Australian? He's a New Zealander who conquered Australia, and now he's going to conquer IndyCars, I reckon. Scott McLaughlin, congratulations. It's great to have you back on the program, particularly on a day like today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great to catch up. It's certainly, you know, the biggest moment probably of my career, and, you know, very, very, very proud, very relieved. And now I'm just currently sitting in Charlotte having a beer with my engineer.
So how do you celebrate one of the, well, the moment of your career so far?
Oh, look, it's just, you know, I've given myself a 24-hour sort of period just to sort of relax, take it all in. And now, you know, I'm back into the gym tomorrow and back business as usual because, you know, you have a start like that, it puts a lot of belief in you to, you know, want to keep the hard work going and keep the horse rolling. And you know, I'm fully focused to, you know, prove that it wasn't just a one-off thing. It's going to take hard work, determination to, you know, continue to be at the top of the sport. And I'm prepared to do it. And we're working hard right now to make sure that we have a good car come round two.
How satisfying was it, Scott, to be able to win that race?
Oh, man, it was, you have no idea. Like, it's just, it was one of those, like, I couldn't ask for a better race to win as well in some ways. Like, I had to save fuel, you know, I had a good start, had to start from pole, hadn't started from pole in IndyCar, you know, we had great car speed, but then got put back in the pack. So I had to sort of, you know, persevere and really, you know, calm myself down in traffic. And yeah, and then once we, you know, obviously crossed the line, we're very close from, you know, leading home the reigning champ. It's, you know, that's a big, big tick in my career in terms of satisfying me. So, I'm addicted to it now. I just want more.
Yeah. Were you emotional?
Yeah, I think on the in-lap I was. More so when I knew Mum and Dad would be listening and knowing that they probably weren't going to be at the victory lane and stuff like that. You know, that was one of those the harder, you know, things. But at the same time, you know, I knew how happy they would be. And, you know, it was just so exciting. And then, you know, when you see the people and, you know, people and the flags, there's a couple of Kiwi flags getting thrown around, which was really cool. A couple of people were mistaking me for the Aussies, which was, you know, obviously it makes you guys happy. But it was certainly a, you know, very proud moment. And when I turned into victory lane, it was surreal. It was just like so many cameras and, yeah, it was like a movie. Crazy.
yeah. So a big reality. So you've lived a big reality across one season, but is it elevated in victory?
Yeah. Like, it's just, like, what do you mean? Like in terms of just how crazy it is when you win? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. And that, the attention, the magnitude of what you've achieved.
Yeah. I think I was like, wow, this is actually, you know, when you won in supercars, I guess it was pretty big in Australia and New Zealand, but, you know, that was really, you know, where it was. And when you won here, it was like worldwide, like the some of the people that text me and reached out and just couldn't believe it, you know, and yeah, it was just a massive thing for me globally and you know, really proud to do it. And obviously proud to come from where I have, you know, a pretty different racing career and then jumping into something completely different. It's a really proud moment.
Does it, I don't know what the right word is, I'll say justified. Does it sort of justify in your mind the huge chance that you've taken to leave supercars and take up in something completely different in IndyCar?
Yeah, look, there was a point there obviously last year where you sort of, you know, you can do it, but at the same time, it's a, like you said, it's a chance. And I, you know, there's a point where you go and fire out, like I had a pretty good in Australia, you know, you know, you're at the top team and winning lots of races, but this, you know, the hard work in that period to get to this point now is so satisfying. And what our sport's all about and why I love the sport, because, you know, just you're keeping that self-belief and that perseverance to make sure that you can, you know, perform on days when you can have an opportunity like I had. And, yeah, that was just really a really cool cool thing for me and something I'll never forget.
So what is the what's the emotional struggle like, Scott, when you go from, so you're winning most weeks for 3 years and winning championships, and then you go to something new and you're not winning. Yep. You have a second place finish early on. And I remember I spoke to Emma Murray at one stage last year, and she said maybe the greatest struggle is in qualifying, something that you were always the best at, and now you have to make the shift for the time being. You're not the best.
Yeah. Well, it's certainly mentally it takes its toll because, yeah, like you just said, you know, I came over to this category thinking, oh, you know, I can probably, you know, like qualifying, they'll just come to me. Like I'm gonna have to work out on the racing part. Well, the racing part came pretty good. The qualifying was the issue, and you know, to get pole like we did on the weekend, I just felt. I actually just spoke to Emma about half an hour ago and just said like I felt like I was back in the supercar. I just felt a lot more comfortable with where I was. I knew what I needed to do, and my mind was completely different. It's just an amazing thing when you just. You're comfortable in your surroundings, you believe in yourself, and when it all clicks, it's a pretty wonderful thing as a race driver, that's for sure.
And I guess how more comfortable in the car are you this year from last year? When I guess there's a period of you are feeling your way, can you drive the car more to the edge now after the season's experience?
Yeah, I think I explained it, you know, to another reporter on the weekend. Like, I know the proximity of my race car a lot better now too. You know, I'm so used to banging mirrors off walls and you know, using those as my gauges. Well, I don't have those in IndyCar, and if I'm banging the mirrors in an IndyCar, I'm in a lot of trouble. So it's you know, certainly you know, learning how far wide you can go. It's all about depth perception and with your eyes and getting you know comfortable with that. And then, you know, a feel thing, you know, once you get used to that and get that feeling, it's certainly a great thing. And it does take time. It's just, yeah, it's a hard thing.
Does it have you feeling super ambitious now, given that's the first round of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it puts a lot of thoughts in your head, that's for sure. Yeah. But for me now, it's like I said, I just, you know, it's determination to, you know, go again, keep going. You know, we've got to be, if we want to be a genuine contender, we've got to come back out the next round and be even stronger or at least, you know, on par. And you know, that's going to take a lot of hard work from my side and my engineering team. But, you know, I'm not kidding myself. Like I could quite easily qualify 20th next round and, you know, run in that position. Like that's how competitive IndyCar is right now. And that's if you don't get it right. But I know if we do get it right, I know that's what we can do like we did on the weekend. So that's my thought right now. If I dot all my I's, cross all my T's, you know, we can have weekends like we did on the weekend, that's for sure.
And the interest back in Australasia and New Zealand and Australia, so the races are on Stan here, is there was a huge flurry of activity as you won. How aware are you of your, I guess, your two homes and how it resonates back here?
Yeah, I had a lot of people send me photos of mum and dad on the TV and you know, people, you know, sending me photos of like the videos of the news reports and whatever. And yeah, certainly just really proud to represent Down Under and you know, there's only three drivers from Down Under, you know, racing in this category, and we all run pretty good up there now. And to be a part of that group is pretty cool. And yeah, just pumped to be flying the flag and just, and glad that everyone's enjoying the ride like I am.
Where does it put you in the bragging rights with Jack Revolt, do you think? An IndyCar race, that's international. Is those premierships, they're just domestic.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like he's stuck in Australia, that bloke. He's just, he needs to go play Gaelic or something. And he'll be right.
Terrific, Scott. No, congratulations.
He's one of my biggest supporters. He threw me a text, and we were one of the first guys I got a text from. Great guy, and we'll be doing we'll have a little chat soon.
Excellent. Scott, congratulations. Yeah, monumental way to start the season, and all power to you.
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Appreciate the chat.
Good on you. Scott McLaughlin, after winning his maiden IndyCar race yesterday.